Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Reeves.
So now,
me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We have special guests tonight, and we also have a special co-host. And tonight we have Megan the Man in the building. Welcome, Megan the Man, to the Nikki Rich Show. And I want to let everybody know that we have Miss Bernadette Stennis, a.k.a. Miss Thelma Evans, coming through. You might know her. And also, we're going to be talking with her about her book, Relationships 101, So we're excited about that. And we have, like I said, co-hosts in the house. We have Mega the Man. Welcome, Mega.
Hey, what's going on, Miss? What's going on, Nikki Rich? What's happening? What's happening, listeners? What's going on? It's boy Mega. What's going on?
Nothing much. Nothing much. We're getting geared up for our special guest tonight. And we're excited about this Tuesday because everybody, it is Star City Tuesdays, and we bring all the stars in on Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Always got the hottest guests on here, you know, no doubt.
Yes, and we're excited about that. And, you know, today I had a pleasure of going to CBS Radio. Shout out to CBS Radio. It was awesome. Awesome experience. And I'm getting geared up for the Nikki Rich Show 1 year anniversary.
Oh, that's right. It's been a year already?
Yes, yes. 1 year, April the 5th is our official date.
Actually, it seems longer than that. It seems longer than that. You're doing your thing. You have so many people not coming through here. It seems like you've been on here for years.
Yes, we do. We do. And it's such an honor to have a platform, a positive platform, where everybody can come and be heard. You know, and it's excellent. And we're just going to continue pushing in 2012 and making this year even better than 2011.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I can see a lot of big things when I'm coming through, coming as far as this show and one in the future. You know what I mean?
I think you're kind of breaking up, Mega. We're going to get to you in just a few. Right now, we're going to go to some music. And we're going to get to Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You. We're live. It's the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet.
I couldn't get back on the road.
but only if you'd be convinced. So until then, if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two, and finally I'm forced to say the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you. Not over you. Not over you. Not over you.
All right, you are just listening to Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You. It is the Nikki Rich Show, the livest, the hottest radio station on the internet. All right. All right, you are just listening to Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You. You're listening to the hottest radio station, the livest radio station on the internet, and we have special co-host tonight, Mega the Man, with us. How are you doing, Mega?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm chilling. You know, just getting in, finishing up some work. You know, looking forward and whatnot to co-hosting. Thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to co-host again. It's always a pleasure working with you. Get the special guests on and get it rolling. You know.
Exactly. We are 5 minutes away to talking with Miss Bernadette Simmons, and we're excited about it. I know everybody know Miss Thelma from Good Times, so you definitely have to tune in. And everybody that does not know it, but we have updated our site, our website, our official site is NikkiRichShow.com. And if you want to check it out, we have new artists, we have new features, new guests that are part of the Nikki Rich Show. And you can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. And like I told everybody today, you know, we got a chance to go to CBS Radio and meet up and, you know, have a good meeting. And I'm excited about moving forward with the Nikki Rich Show, and it's just so excellent. And getting geared up for our anniversary, April the 7th, 2012. Well, we have also different promo specials. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com and check out our promo specials that we're running. We're on WRN Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m., and we are also on College Underground Radio 24/7. So if you want to get your music in rotation on any of those shows, you can, you can. Right now, we're going to get into some more music. And we have none other than Beyonce, 1+1.
My
And you know, I got a chance to check out some of your videos and your interviews as well, and you are so beautiful. I know you get it all the time. You look the exact same.
Aww,
I know, as I was promoting it, the guys was like, put a picture up.
Yeah, I thank them for that. You know, I have wonderful fans. They still love me, and I love them. And every time I, you know, tour with my books, you know, I have the books out. I have a Situations 101 Relationships book, and I have the Situations 101 Finance book. Also, I have the poetry books, you know. Whenever I tour with my books, they all say, we know you're a great author, we love your books, but we want to see you back on the stage, you know. So I'm giving,
yes,
them, I'm giving them that real soon.
Yes, that's awesome. Now, have you found any challenges, particularly in writing or getting geared up to go back to the stage?
Oh, no. No, you know, just because, you know, I do a lot of speaking, and I do a lot of motivational speaking and things like that, so I'm always on the stage, you know, and I've done so many different little parts here and there, so it's just part of what I do. You know, it's just something that I do. I prepare for it. I study for it. I, you know, get the character down, and then I go do it. You know, it's just, you know, I graduated from Juilliard, you know, so the Juilliard School of Music in New York. So, of course, you know, I learned how to do all of that.
Now, I'm going to tell you another thing that I really, really like about you is you're able to talk with your fans. It's amazing. That was the first time I've heard of someone reaching out to their fans on your site. You give them a way that they can connect with you, and that's amazing.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I made it very reasonable. But, you know, when I was a little girl, I always wanted to talk to some of the stars that I admired. And it was no way to do it. You know, you could write a letter. Sometimes you get responses, never a direct conversation. So I always said this, if I ever were to become a star, I'm going to make it so that my fans can reach me, can talk to me. That's just how I am, you know. And so when it did happen, I said, you know, now that we have the Internet and all these different things, I'm going to do this. And that's what made me want to do that. I said, I'm going to make it available to the people who really want to talk to me so that they can talk to me, you know. And I mean, I get calls all the time from graduation, birthdays, anniversaries, retirement, births, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's
yes,
so busy, but it's a wonderful thing because I connect with my fans on a one-to-one, and a lot of people don't do that. And I hear a lot of people say, you know, I've never really spoken to, you know, a celebrity one-on-one. And I said, well, we're just like everyone else, right?
Exactly. And I honestly think that is amazing. And I have not seen it done before, but I really like that. That's different.
Well, you know, yes, I'm kind of like first in a lot of things. I do things before. I mean, I always create and do things, you know. And sometimes it comes to me to do different things, and that's what I do. You know? Like even with my poetry book, For Men Only, I wrote that because I wrote it for my male fans because I felt like, you know, nobody, you know, people pay attention, but, you know, it's like a lot of times the male fans, you know, for me, they've been very special to me. So I wrote a little booklet for them, and it has a love letter in the front, and then I have poetry for them. And if you'd like, I'd read one or two later on.
Oh, yes. Go right ahead.
Well, let me see now. We have one that I think you might like. My male fans will like this. I haven't read this in a while, but I'm going to read. There are two. One is called Beauty, and one is called The Ocean Deep. So which one would you like me to read first?
Ocean Deep. Beauty?
Yes, Beauty. Ocean Deep.
Ocean Deep.
Ocean Deep.
Okay. He has this love in his mysterious heart. He has a vision only God can spark. He has artistry flowing to give as his prize, but he has pain in his eyes. He has a secret embedded within. He has a sparkle things to bring. He has an understanding far beyond, but he has dreams that are gone. He has a world embracing him. He has a new day to conquer. He has unique philosophies to bestow, but he has so much he's had to let go. He has pearls of wisdom to give to each, but more than anything, he has a love that is truly the ocean deep.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Awesome. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. That's awesome. I'm going to pass the torch to you, Megan.
Before the evening is out, I will read the beauty one for you, because that is for a man also. So a lot of people don't look at men or talk to them that way, and I see beauty in so many men, so I will read that.
Thank you. Make it a man.
Wow. I'm just in awe right now at this point. You know, I don't know. It's something that you make a good narrator, too. You would make a really good narrator. Like, you ever think about doing narration?
I know. Tell me that. In fact, they asked me that to. They wanted me to narrate books, or they want me to do voiceovers because of my voice. And I told them I will do that. That's one of the things I will do. So let me know when you're ready for beauty.
Okay, I will. I got a few questions.
Sure.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask. Seeing you seeing you on Good Times for me was like watching my own household, because, you know, I kind of came out of that type of environment, and I liked the Good Times shows because it showed a lot of, like, the truth. Like, even though it was, you know, comedy, it showed a lot of the truths that, you know, that blacks were facing and still are facing right now. Did you have some background of coming up in the ghetto, or
yeah, well, you know, interestingly that you said that, because my father always said that Good Times was the first reality TV. You know,
yeah,
because
true.
So many of us were. It was the first reality TV because it was actually very real. You know, it was one of the first shows that showed us as black people who are from the projects or the housing, you know, homes, how we live, you know. And it was a beautiful part of America, because that is a slice of America that was never seen before. And so, therefore, when it did come out, that's why it was such a big hit. It's still a big hit. In the reruns, it's still, you know, rating very high, because it's still almost the same. In fact, you know, we would only wish that we were still like Good Times was back then. Our families were together then. We're not as together as we were then, but we are still going through the same struggles. So, therefore, you know, Good Times was like one of the first, you know, television shows to bring out who we really are. And the reason why I really love the show, and I know that it was ordained for me to do it, and I know that God probably picked me to do that part, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I was born and raised in Brownsville, in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn. It's, you know, in the Van Dyke Projects. So I was that little girl. I was Thelma. I was that little girl who wanted to be more, to try, to keep it together. No matter where I lived, I was going to make it. Because another thing that my father always taught us, and he had my mom and dad had five children, have five children, and what they taught us as we were growing up was this: what's around you does not have to be in you. So, therefore, no matter what you see as you go to school or as you move along in your daily day or whatever you have to do, it is your choice to decide if you're going to go along with the best or not go along with the best, if you're going to allow what's around you to become part of you, or if you're going to make a decision to say, no, I'm going to go this way. And you know what? we all have a choice. Nobody can force anything in your throat. Nobody can force you to do anything. You have to say, yes, I'm going to do that in order for it to happen to you. So my father taught us that early. So I knew that no matter where I was in my lifetime, even when I went to Hollywood, even though things were going on around me in Hollywood, I always had that same philosophy within me, which is, you know, what's around me doesn't have to be in me. So even though I saw people doing crazy, strange things, I still never did anything because it was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And it never shocked me because I was born and raised in it. So, you know, I could handle it. Yeah.
There's a lot of wise words, I can hear the wisdom as you're speaking now. And I heard you say that you're a motivational speaker.
Yes.
You're a motivational. Do you have a particular target audience, like, you know, high school kids, or is it like the older generation, or, you know, I think anybody or anything would just listen to you all day.
But it's interesting that you said that, but because that is true. I have a very large range of fans and people that I do speak with. I speak to the little kids. I have a little program that I talk to the little kids, like kindergartners to about the third grade. And then I have middle schoolers, and then I have high schoolers, because I also have a high school daughter. So I have high schoolers, and I talk to them very, very interestingly. And as a matter of fact, my daughter and I are putting together, as we speak, a book, and it may be out not this year, but maybe next year, on teenagers, and it's called Situations 101 Teenagers, because my goodness, the situations that I've heard from her friends and her and other people in different situations, it's amazing. So I have to talk about that, because a lot of times parents don't, we don't know a lot of times how to handle certain things, but I just want to bring it to the forefront that you're not alone, and there are places to go, and we all can talk, and we can keep our children close to us no matter what.
Yeah, that's amazing. The usefulness that you just grew into is just beautiful. Just I can imagine just every walk of life, you know, every walk of life, you know, just even your presence in general would just help change a lot of things. You know, I also stumbled across you with it was a project for Alzheimer's. I believe it was called the Forgive Me Not Project. How did you come about being involved in the Alzheimer's campaign?
Yeah, well, I got involved with that because 8 years ago I noticed, you know, some things were happening with my mother. You know, she was slowing down. She was, you know, slipping in some ways, and she still lived in her home and everything. And then, you know, 2 years after that, I decided that she was going to come live with me. She was going to come live at my home. And my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Now, to understand this is an amazing thing, because when they did diagnose her with Alzheimer's, I immediately said, oh, mother, we're going to beat this. We are going to change this. This is not going to happen. I'm going to get you the minerals. I'm going to get you the vitamins, everything you need. Not understanding what this disease really was, you know. And in a way, it was good. In a way, it was bad. In a way, it was good because my hope never died, because I always believed we were going to beat this thing. But in a way, it was bad because I didn't really have anyone in my community or anyone around me that really could tell me everything that was going on. I did go to the Alzheimer's Association, and they told me many things. But I had to just find stuff. You know, it was foreign to me. So I am going to put an organization together, a foundation for my mother, for EULA, and I'm going to put that together this year because my mother unfortunately passed away October 6, 2011 from complications from Alzheimer's. But what they don't tell you is there is no cure for Alzheimer's. Once you're diagnosed with that, you will not survive thus far. So that's what we got to change. There has not been one survivor yet from Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Have they been working on a cure for this?
They are working on a cure. They're trying to work on the prevention. They're trying to understand this thing. And our community, the grassroots black community, we have no concept of what's going on with it. When we catch it, we have Alzheimer's more than any other nationality, especially the black female. We are the highest with Alzheimer's in the whole United, in the whole world, actually. So, but we don't understand how that is. The only thing I can contribute that to is the fact that maybe there is stress, maybe, could be stress, could be high blood pressure, it could be cholesterol. All I do know is that when you start taking medications like that, it cuts off your blood supply to the brain somewhat. And as over a period of time, like 10 years or so, a lot of your brain should look at what's around us.
Exactly. That is so true. Well, I know we have some guests on the phone lines before we get to your poem that would love to speak to Miss Thelma. So we're going to go. I'm used to saying Thelma.
You know something. Most people know me as Thelma. Even though they know my name, they still call me Thelma. That's okay.
Yes. Miss Bernadette, right now we're going to go to a 704 number. 704, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
What it do? You already know I'm in Queens, New York right now. Whatitdo.com.
Hi, you're in Queens. Tell everybody who's going to go to next caller. We have a 704-819 caller. You on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hey, Nikki, this is Sean Washington here in Charlotte. It's BET Blaze Stage. I was calling to give you a shout out. And Bernadette, I'm listening to the show. Shout out to DJ Unique, too, man. I see you, boy. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. And how are you, Sean?
I'm hanging in there. Every day above ground is a good day. I'm blessed. Thank you.
You know that's right. You know that's right. You have a nice voice, too.
I'm sorry?
You have a nice voice, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina. You know what they say about us Geechee boys. Deep Southern boy, that's what I...
What they say.
What they say? they say a lot of things about us, you know, but it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to write a poem about a Southern boy. I got to write a poem about that.
Really? Are you poetic, too?
I'm a poet. Excuse me.
Wow, okay.
Oh, you didn't hear my poem, The Ocean Deep, then, huh?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
But I got one for you.
Well, she has
one when I read Beauty. I want to read Beauty to you guys, too.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
He was ready.
I'm listening.
Ready?
I'm on deck. I'm ready.
All right. You missed The Ocean Deep, but that's the one you should have heard. But that's okay. I'll read this one. Beauty. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, if it is, then I behold a spirit that soars higher than anyone I've known, a heart that beats my name. A mind that connects and yet has mystery. This person and I have mountains and oceans of history. If beauty is an eye of the beholder, then I behold a quiet gentleness, a raging strength, a desperate desire to be set free, to be all that he ever imagined he'd be. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then let me tell you what I see. I see my knight in shining armor waiting for me, the late night poetry being sent, that special look only for me, the embrace that lets me know he is always there, that soul connection that creates the eternity of us. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then let me just say, I behold you.
Yeah. Wow, go ahead, Poetic Justice. That's talent right there, you know. And again, congratulations on your book. And, you know, I was a big fan of the TV show. I sit there with milk and cookies all day and watch Good Times.
Okay.
Cereal, you know. Yeah, but that was beautiful. I like that. That's
okay. You're welcome, honey.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, again, and congratulations to you on your show. I love listening and tuning in to you, girl. You're doing your thing.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
We have a 706-706. You are on the air with Miss Bernadette, a.k.a. Miss Thelma.
Hey, this your boy Dice.
Hello. How are you doing?
Right.
I'm doing fine.
How are you doing?
Would you like to ask Miss Bernadette any questions?
Since Good Times, what are you doing now?
Oh, right now? Well, you know, since Good Times, I've done several things. I've produced shows off Broadway, Willie and Esther, Whatever Happened to Black Love. I toured that for a while, and that was in D.C. at the Lincoln Theater. Let me see, I've written three books. I've written two books and a couple of poetry books, so I'm working on my third book now. Actually, I'll be doing four books because I'm going to do Christian Girl in the Hollywood World. That's going to come out also. And right now, I'm in study right now. I'm home studying these scripts because I have to do a play called Behind the Pulpit. I'm playing a first lady, and it's going to open in Houston on the 23rd of this month. And I'm going to be touring that for the whole season. So, you know, I'll keep it busy.
Oh, you just got your hands in everything.
You know that's right.
Well, I just want to let you know I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of Good Times and still is. I got all y'all DVDs.
Thank you so much. You know, it's so funny because I realized that I have fans. Ooh, my little puppy. I have fans that range from 5 years old to about 95. A lady 96 years old at the CIAA last weekend came over to me. She was 96. I took a picture of her. You know what, nigga? I'm going to send you that picture. But she took a picture with me, and she said, you know, I never thought that I would be able to meet Thelma at Good Times. Now, and I'm looking at her like, you're 96 years old, and you're walking without a cane. You got your mind together. Isn't that beautiful? So, I mean, I have seen 96, you know, and the little five-year-old girl was walking past. She didn't even know it was me because she wasn't looking up because she was little, and she was looking, and she walked past and saw my posters of the Good Times. So she said, Good Times, keeping your head above water. I'm like, oh, my God, she knows the song.
It's so cute. Yes,
and
it was so much. Was everybody's favorite. Now, Bernadette, I did not know you was here for CIAA. I wish I would have known that. I was doing live interviews at the Blake Hotel.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, I was here.
Yes.
Sure was.
Oh, man, everybody was here. It was just crazy, absolutely crazy.
It was great. Yeah.
Yes. And I know we have a couple more callers. I don't know how long you could be. I wanted to get to another caller. We have a very special caller online all the way from South Carolina, and she is dear to me. I would like to also bring in my mom, Mary Richardson. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Mary.
How are you? Hello.
How you doing?
Good. You?
Fine.
It's good to hear your voice, Bernadette.
Thank you. You can call me Thelma. It's okay.
Oh, okay. I enjoy your poems, too. You're a very talented lady, aren't you?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have you read my book yet?
No, but I would like to have one. But
Let me give you my website. I'm going to give all the callers my website. My website is ThelmaOfGoodTimes.com. You can see a lot of little stuff about me there. You know, my Facebook is Bernadette Stannis. And my Twitter, you know, thanks to, you know what? I want to say thank you, Mega, for helping me with my Twitter. But anyway, my Twitter is ThelmaGoodTimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. And Nikki, you can give them more of that later. You can give them all of that.
Yes.
You know, you can print it out for them. But yeah, well, you go on there and you can just read so much about me.
And
you
I know
all have brought so, y'all have brought so much joy to people in their homes with good times. And, you know, you were just such a good actress on that show. I wish that you would come on another sitcom or some show on TV.
Yes.
Where you can be on weekly or something.
Yes, I'm going to work on that because all of my fans, they write me, they email me, they all say that. They say, we know that you're a good author and all these other things, but we want to see you back on the
we want to see you acting again.
yeah, but I'm going to be doing the play first. I'm going to be doing that because I'm committed to that. So I'll be doing that play for the whole season, probably for a year, but it's called Behind the Pulpit, and I play the First Lady. And
I bet that's good.
Yeah, that's going to be really nice. And it breaks open in Houston, and it's going to go from there. And you're going to hear about it. And I'm going to definitely put it on my Twitter where I'm going to be and everything.
You still dance, and I don't used to dance a lot.
Oh, yes. I also have Dancing with the Stars page, the fan page. So if you can go there and just make a comment that you want to see me on there, you know, that would
sure
help.
Sure do.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about that. Why don't you be on Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be on that. Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mama, for calling in. Thank you so much. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you on and having Mega co-host. It's been real tonight, and so many people tuned in. I see our phone lines are crazy.
Oh,
we can't
wonderful.
Get to everybody, I know.
Can they hear us? Can they hear all of us?
Yes, they hear us.
Okay, well, then before we go this evening, I'm going to read one more poem for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
And we can end it there. This is called A Woman is a Woman. A woman is a woman when you get right down to it. It's not the status of her stance or the clever way she makes that advance. It's that woman thing when you look into her eyes. When you get right down to it, it's not the pretentious way she removes your hand or her slender fingers tracing the outside of your pants. It's that woman thing when you lay her upon your bed and she embraces all of you, your arms, your back, your head. When you get right down to it, it's not the color of her skin or even the body she's encased in. It's not the length of her hair or the perfume swirling in the air. It's just that woman thing. When she tells you, oh, baby, come on, you're there and I love you. At that moment, a man will declare, a woman is a woman, I swear.
That's it. You had to save the best for last. You had to save the best for last.
A woman.
Wow. Nothing but absolute power.
Yes.
Wow,
absolute. That is awesome.
Did you like that,
Nick? I love it.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I actually felt like when you reading your poetry, I actually feel like a kid again. It takes me back to this.
Mega.
I got to you know, what I'm
saying
like
listen to a story. Huh?
That's the deal, Mega.
No. What I was saying that reminded me of an episode when you was reading Janet Jackson or telling her a story or something, and you was like, I am so addicted. I don't know. It just kind of, I don't know why I did that, but it just took me back to that. But you were making excellent But you're an excellent poem, but you would make an excellent narrator. Like,
Yeah. We're going to have to get that going. I'm going to have to read somebody's book.
Exactly. Well, let me write one right quick.
All right, honey.
That would be awesome. Well, it's been such... Yes. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to have you on tonight. And we welcome you back anytime, anytime that you would like to share anything that you're going on, any events you're attending. I know it's a lot going on right now, and if you would like to come back and just go like, Nikki Rich, I just want to be on today or something, you know, we welcome
you. I will. You know that.
Yes. Yeah. And it's been awesome. And thank you, Megan the Man, for co-hosting with us tonight. It's been such a pleasure. This is an awesome show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody enjoyed it, because I really did too.
Yes, yes. And everybody has to go to your website. Let them know again your official website.
Okay. It's ThelmaOfGoodTimes.com. And my Facebook is Bernadette Stannis. My Twitter is Thelma Good Times. Thelma Good Times is a Twitter. So there I go. You got me.
We're going to continue to blast this out. This episode will be also be on iTunes. So if anybody in the gym, they working now, they can download the podcast on iTunes for free.
Wonderful.
We're also on College Underground Radio. So, right, if you can, do you mind shouting out the Nikki Rich Show on College Underground Radio and WRN Radio? We're on three different networks.
Well, you got to tell me which one so I can do it. Tell me.
College, the Nikki Rich Show and College Underground Radio.
Wait, okay. And College Underground
Radio. Uh-huh. And the last one is WRN Radio.
Okay. I will. Let me do it. You ready?
We're ready.
Hey, everyone. You are listening to the Nikki Rich Show, College Underground Radio. And you are also listening to WRN Radio with Nikki Rich.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Awesome.
Okay. You can fix that, right, and put it in for
you.
Oh,
yeah. It's perfect, though. It's perfect.
Wonderful. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you, everyone. I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
Oh, thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you so much. Megan the Man, it's been awesome tonight. We are just having a blast. Everybody that's listening right now, you're just listening to Miss Bernadette Stannis, a.k.a. Miss Thelma of Good Times. And it's just been an awesome night. I just can't tell you. And thank you to all the guests that called in. Thank you so much to everybody that called in to the show. It's been real. It's been so real tonight. Right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get back into the show. And right now, I want to go to 403.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLight.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Yo, what's up? This is ATL's own DJ Big B, and I'm tuned in right now to the Nikki Rich Show. Let's go!
Nikki Reed.
So now it's time to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
Calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Shanae. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What part of South Carolina are you calling from?
A small town of Pamplico.
Okay. Pamplico?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you got a chance to listen to Miss Thelma?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I just want to say I really love her ever since she was on Good Time.
Yes. Well, we are glad that you were tuned in and that you were supporting the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you so much.
As always, you're welcome. You support me, so I just return the favor.
Yes, and we do. Go ahead and let everybody know out there what it is that you do, Ms. Shanae.
Okay, I'm currently the owner and operator of Chic and Sassy by Shanae. What we do there, we do promotions, we do staging events, we coordinate, we plan, we organize any special occasion that you may have. As far as goes from weddings, baby showers, entertainment, club parties, hosting, anything that sums up Chic and Sassy by Shanae.
Awesome. Well, you just keep doing your thing, and I know you got events coming up. We will be making our way down that area, so we're going to be looking to give you that support, continue giving that support that you need. I know a lot of people are saying they are behind you, but we are really, really behind you, and we thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome, and have a great night.
You too. All right. Well, Megan and Man, we are winding things down here at the Nikki Rich Show. Go ahead and give out your all the links that you would like to share and let the listeners know in case they would like to contact you.
Okay. For the listeners that don't know, I go by the name of Megan the Man. I am an upcoming producer. I'm eclectic, which means that I work with all varieties and styles of music. I produce, just like I said, a wide range of music for mixtapes, for albums, and things of that nature. If you're an upcoming artist and you need some original material to go along with, you can contact me on Twitter at M-E-G-A-D-A-M-A-N. That's Megan the Man. You also can find my Reverb Nation page, ReverbNation.com/Megan the Man. And we have a few projects that's going to be dropping shortly. We'll be dropping Work Hard, Grind Hard, Volume 3. We also have the Volume 2 that's out there that's still in circulation. And we have a lot of major as well as independent artists that are going to be on the next one. So, like, just if you want a different edge on with your music, you know, I have a one-up in the game, get at me. You know, just get at me. The best place to hit me is on Twitter and whatnot. Follow me. I got you with the file. I have no problem with following you back. If you have, you know, mixtapes or videos and stuff like that that y'all want promoted, y'all send me a link and I'll tweet it to, I got like, you know, 11,000 plus followers, and I'll put it out there on the timeline and whatnot and share your work with my followers. So just get at me. Feel free to get at me. I'm the man.
Well, thank you again, Megan the Man, for all your support of the Nikki Rich Show and being here tonight.
No doubt.
All right, and just for my information to give out that all those that are listening in the chat room and on the lines, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's MSNIKKIRICH. And you can also follow the Nikki Rich Show on Twitter as well at NIKKIRICH_show. If you would like to be a part of this universal movement, all you have to do is email me at NikkiRichShow@gmail.com, or you can also go to our official website, NikkiRichShow.com, where all the info, the dates, the time, all the prior guests that's been on the show and the ones that will be on the show, all you have to do is just log on to NikkiRichShow.com. Also, tomorrow will be a very big day. We'll be having Power 98 official on radio personality, Mr. Nico DeBarge. We will also be having producer, Grammy producer, that is, Cocaine, coming through. And we are so excited about that. And we also have another special guest coming through as well, which is Young Nut. He is 106 and Park Freestyle Friday champion, and he will be in New York, and he will be calling into the Nikki Rich Show tomorrow because guess what? He will be back on 106 and Park this Friday to freestyle and battle. And for those who don't know that I am in Young Nut's a video, which is with Blind Fury as well. We got a chance to be a part of that 2 weeks ago, so I was excited about that. So you definitely got to show love and support to the Queen City, known as Charlotte, North Carolina. Can't wait to see him. And we support Young Nut all day. So he will be freestyle battling this weekend. Y'all got to vote for him. It's all about the QC. You know what it is. And, you know, we're just so excited about the movement. Don't forget, April the 7th, 6 p.m., the Nikki Rich Show official one-year anniversary. We will be celebrating it on that Saturday at 6 p.m., Hickory Tavern, Mallard Creek. So we're excited. And also, we will be having our one-year anniversary show on the day that will be our official anniversary date, which is April the 5th, we'll be having a hot show, so you don't want to miss. We're going to have past guests to come through and show love, and it's just awesome, and we are looking forward to that. And we right now stand at 15,000 listeners, over 15,000 listeners, and we trying to get it to at least 20,000, hopefully, by anniversary time. We can do it, so we're going to try to make it close. So we only got just a few, so we need, with your help, tell everybody the Nikki Rich Show airs Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern. But tonight we are cutting it short. We've had a busy day, and big ups to Independence TV, because this week the Nikki Rich Show has teamed up with Independence TV, and we're going to be working with them, my official film crew. And we're going to be working with them this Friday. We'll be with Mama Jones. Y'all might know her as Jim Jones' mama. She's doing the psychotic tour. So all day Friday, I will be with Mama Jones, and I'm excited, along with Independence TV. We're meeting, and we're going to be just taking it to another level. So be on the lookout of that. And just we're working. We're working here at the Nikki Rich Show. So stay tuned to everything we got going on. And we've teamed up, like I said, and we are making it happen. We're making connections. We are connecting individuals. And also this week we have some guests all the way from Germany. So you definitely don't want to miss that Thursday. We have some guests coming all the way from Germany. So it's going to be hot shows the rest of the week. And right now, I want to let everybody know that if you want to call in anytime, you have to press 1. You can call in at 323-580-5749. And just press that 1. But right now, we're going to wind it down. And I have to leave with this song, because this is how I feel right now. It's just been an awesome day. Big shout out to my mama, Mary, for calling in tonight and supporting her daughter. Love you. And right now we end with Oh Happy Day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.